after all. I'm Haley.
I'm Miranda.
And we are the Newport Beach Babes. Welcome to the OC, bitch. We are here today to talk to you about episode 6, The Girlfriend.
Oh my God.
The Girlfriend.
The Girlfriend. Can I just say that in the Hulu synopsis for this, there are three semicolons.
Hey,
let's get it going.
Baby.
Kirsten is dismayed when her father, Caleb, arrives at his birthday party with a girlfriend. Kirsten endures a barrage of criticism from Caleb. Marissa wavers in her feelings for Ryan and Luke.
Well, well, well.
Chung, chung. I'm going to stop with that runner.
I know. I mean, I love it.
I like it, though.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a lot of information packed in there.
Three sentences, sort of. Well, yep. Semicolon sentences.
Yep. Technically all
we
one.
Start with the Cohen household unloading unlimited groceries.
Yeah, tons.
An inane amount of groceries.
With no weight to them.
With
as
no
well.
Weight to them because it's TV.
Yes. It's a magical land.
Because Caleb Nichol is coming to town.
Caleb Nichol's coming to town.
Except he is not like Santa because he's mean.
The Antichrist.
The Antichrist.
The Anti-Santa. Yes.
They're basically, they're chatting about it, you know, they're bringing the groceries in, and Sandy's basically like, do you think your dad's not going to love us anymore, or like, come over anymore if you don't have any food, blah, 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 blah. Like, he's joking with Kirsten. She's like, will you try to just, like, make amends with him? He's like, oh, no, wait, I'm still Jewish.
He's like, I'm just getting out of my system, honey. I'm just getting out of my system.
And Ryan's concerned that Caleb isn't going to like him. Well, not concerned, but he's, you know, a little bit worried about it.
He burned down one of his homes.
He did burn down one of his homes.
It's a valid concern.
It's a valid concern. But Seth says, you know, he comes from humble beginnings, much like yourself.
Yeah.
And that'll be fine.
Maybe
he's going to like him. He does not. He's like, here's the coal. Go take it back in the back, because he's, of course, already at the home.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I just let myself in.
He's let himself in, because it's Caleb Nichol, played by the great Alan Dale,
who
I love.
He's so good. Did you watch Lost?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he plays a really great, mean, rich dad.
When he showed up on Lost, I was like, oh, Caleb!
Yeah,
I, like,
absolutely. I had a visceral reaction.
Out.
Yeah.
He's a great, like, TV dad.
He's
well, like, menacing, I guess?
Yeah, he's
kind of...
I mean, he brings interesting humanity to, like, horrific dudes.
He does.
But not... I mean, he's mostly still intimidating.
Yeah. Apparently, I think in Australia, because he's Australian.
Oh, yeah.
In Australia, he's on, like, he's like a sitcom dad.
Oh.
He's like one of the most beloved, like, sitcom dads ever in, like, Australia.
That's really cute.
Which is really funny, because when you think about his American reputation, he's always playing, like, these sort of uptight, you know, businessmen.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Huh. Yeah, he comes and he says, you're still not a football player.
Oh, God.
I was like, Jesus, you're the kid that burned down my house.
Yes, that's exactly
great.
What he says.
Great. Let's just insult people out the gate, Caleb.
He basically is like, he goes to see Seth, he's talking to Seth, and then he's like, hey, go take this round the back.
An insane song is playing.
She's so damn hot. Yeah, I remember that song because that was in, like, commercials and stuff. It was, like, it was a mild hit in the 2000s.
The music in this entire episode blows my mind.
It's absolutely insane.
It's
and I
weird.
Honestly didn't even write some of the songs down because I was like, this is a very strange episode for
I didn't,
the OC.
Yeah, I didn't know names. I just was like, what is the tone of this music?
What is happening here?
Yeah.
It's She's So Damn Hot is playing, and it's because...
She's so damn hot.
The Caleb's new girlfriend comes out of the pool,
and
she's like... toweling herself off.
In slow-mo, basically.
In slow-mo, of course, and she's gorgeous, and she's got large bosoms, and, you know, just...
A toned tummy.
A toned tum, and she's tan and blonde and just, like, perfect. She's so damn hot, as the song would say. And it's, like, so objectifying.
It's very weird.
And it's very, like, 2003, like, male gaze-y. Like, it's grody.
Oh, my God, that could be my grandma. Cue credits.
So... Caleb is going to talk to Sandy and Kirsten, like, catch up.
Yeah.
So he tells Gabrielle to just hang out in the pool
some more.
Yeah. Enjoy the pool. So she's going to hang
out
with
get
the
some
boys.
Color.
Like, she's not tan enough.
Yeah.
She asks the boys, who are you bringing to the party?
Mm-hmm.
And Seth is like, this girl, Summer.
Yeah.
Going to ask Summer.
Yeah.
And she asks Ryan, and Ryan's like, oh, well, I don't know, like, Marissa, maybe, like, but maybe, I don't know. Like, they're both being, like, a little coy. She's like, you guys are gorgeous. Like, why don't you have, like, girlfriends, you know?
She's also being really, I just put Gabrielle is hella funny. I don't know what or why, but I think she was being funny.
She said, so she asked.
She has some personality.
She asked Ryan about who he's going to bring, and he was like, well, Marissa, but, you know, she's got this other guy, and they've got history.
Was this the paste comment?
Yeah. And, okay. And,
yeah. She's like a mild Southern accent.
She has a little bit, yeah. And so she's like, oh, they know each other since the fifth grade? She knew that guy when he was eating paste.
Yeah.
And, like, Seth is like, I think he still does.
Yeah. Which is actually funny because then we get Luke, like, apologizing to Marissa with that shitty tiny bear that, like,
the little
just, like,
tiny, he's like, I love you. Like,
I love
this
you.
Bear. And she's listening to Joan Jett and, like, folding her clothes up because she's angry.
Yeah.
She listens to punk music because
she's angry.
He got the stitches out.
Yeah.
He's bringing over a little bear to, like, apologize. He's going to be there for her, you know?
Yeah.
And he's, like, saying all these things because getting shot, like, changed his perspective, essentially.
It's like Pod Luke.
They have absolutely no chemistry.
No.
At all.
Nope.
It's insane.
And I wonder, speaking of Chris Carmack being a model,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's because they both kind of have model-y roots and that they're, like,
yeah.
not really people first. We're like,
oh, God.
That sounds horrible.
Models but aren't, like, people first.
But
you heard it here.
To looking like, we're going to look beautiful and, like, stand in mm-hmm. weird positions all the time because I know that, like, this highlights my angles. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, they probably just don't have chemistry because
they
don't. But
they just don't at all.
I was just trying to give him a little credit that maybe he could have chemistry with another human.
Kirsten asks Sandy, Caleb, how old Gabrielle is.
Oh, Jesus.
Gabrielle is 24.
Sandy says, she seems so mature for her age.
20?
Great.
There's no way.
24 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Did everyone just look older in the early 2000s or something? Is it just the makeup? Because there's no way that actress is 24.
No, I looked it up. She's 25.
What?
Mm-hmm. I double-checked.
This is some Margot Robbie stuff. This is some Margot Robbie stuff right here.
She's the same age as, like, the boys and Summer in real life.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is truly wild.
Yeah.
This is truly wild to me. I'm, like, losing my mind.
Mm-hmm. I think also, like, that coloring and, like, the
color. I think everything just makes, that's what I'm saying, is, like, in the early 2000s, I think everyone just looked older, except for maybe, like, the core four on this show.
Yeah. It definitely depends on, like, the
I think it was maybe the lipstick or just something. Like, she just looks
she's
much older.
She's also walking around with, like, a 60-year-old dude, so.
She is,
that
that's true. Caleb demotes Kirsten back
in the
kitchen.
You adopted the boy without consulting me?
He's,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Insinuates that she's overworked.
She's overworked because she didn't consult him before making a decision that has nothing to do with
him. Because he needs to have control in every aspect of her life.
Fuck him.
it's literally, he's only doing that as a punishment for adopting Ryan without consulting.
Oh, it's absolutely a power
trip. That's literally all it is.
Yep.
Meanwhile, next door.
Yes.
They got rid of China.
Julie, I think China was her best friend.
Wow.
Tiniest violin.
I will remember you.
China.
You were 5,000 candles in the wind.
Yeah.
Gross. They got rid of China. And then Julie's like, also, I want a divorce.
I hate when my parents get rid of my pony and then
divorce. And they get divorced immediately after.
What a fucking bummer. That happened to me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag relatable. Ryan shows up at Marissa's looking super adorable.
Yeah, he's showing up to Marissa's. And
Luke is already there.
And Luke is very
nice.
He's
so kind and friendly, which is hella weird.
Very kind. But it's because he, like, saved his life, essentially.
He's like alien invasion Luke.
Yeah. He's like, hey, man, like, what's going on? And Ryan's like, cool. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to work now. Like, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle decides to come to the Lobster Crab Shack because Seth is
sailing with Caleb,
mm-hmm. and she's like, that's boring.
Yeah.
I think it's because she wanted to see Ryan.
Absolutely.
Which is gross, because he's 16, she's 24.
Yep.
Yikes. We had a little bit of her backstory. She was a model in Japan at 15. She retired when she was 22 because she, like, got addicted to drugs and, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
You can just tell she's immediately into Ryan. Mm-hmm. Like, she's into Ryan. And it's... upsetting.
Right. And she's like, she said, I could use a cocktail. And he's like,
I can't serve you.
Right. You're not legal.
Right.
And, like, then she continues to just, like, undress him with her face the rest of the episode.
Ugh.
And bond with him and stuff. And, like, Ryan's like, oh, I've never been on a plane.
Ugh.
Her hair is really bad. But
her hair is awful.
It's not as bad as her hitting on a minor.
Yeah. So Kirsten is distraught about getting demoted.
Distraught.
And Sandy's like, just quit.
Yeah.
If you quit, we can move back to Berkeley. You can open that gallery you've always wanted to open with your art history degree. And I both love and hate this side of Sandy, because it's like he's clearly like, he has ulterior motives. He wants to move to Berkeley, Avi.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice that he's being like, you could do what you actually want to do.
Idealistic Sandy, I wrote down a quote from that said, that man is a bottomless pit of need. You think you can fill it? You can't. You're amazing. If he can't appreciate you, screw him. And I was like, supportive feminist Sandy Cohen.
Supportive feminist Sandy Cohen.
Good job, bud.
We learned that Caleb wasn't even at their wedding.
No, because they rescheduled it 3 times for him.
And he just didn't show.
He was in Singapore. There was a monsoon. Yeah,
I'm sure
go
there
fuck
was.
Yourself, Caleb.
Yeah, that's awful. I wouldn't. Why would you go to Singapore that close to your daughter's wedding? I don't know.
Because you don't give a shit.
Because you don't give a shit. Marissa comes by the lobster crab shack.
Yep.
And
I like that's what we're. Calling
I mean,
it.
I don't want to call
the
it
crustacean the crustacean
the crusty crab.
Ooh, yes, crusty crab.
She comes by and she's kind of like, "Hey, like, I want to talk to you for a second. So,
Jesus,
like,
Marissa.
I'm thinking about Luke wants to get back together and he wants to work things out.
Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Like, she's basically asking him to.
Yeah.
Asking him without asking him
to make a decision for her.
Yeah, to make the decision for her.
Yeah.
And he tells her no.
He's like, look, if you came here to, like, have me make you choose, like, no.
No.
Like, why don't you just tell me when you've made up your mind?
Right. Like, Bye. She clearly just wants him to be, like, be with me.
Yeah. And he's not going to do
that. He's not going to do that. It's not fair to him.
I just wanted him to say anything.
Well, you can't expect him to choose the. He comes from a place where they have, like, knife fights and drag racing and, like, sex on the hood of a car.
That's from Fast and the Furious.
Well, that movie was based on a true story.
No, it wasn't.
Whatevs.
Whatevs, dude. I love that little clip. That's so funny.
Ridiculous.
So the boys are going to eat and the girls are at the same burrito shack.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
It's fate. It's destiny. Look, we both like burritos. Jesus.
Seth. Summer makes Seth go get salsa.
Mm-hmm. The spark is happening.
Well, yes. Ryan asks Marissa to the party.
Yeah.
Luke has already asked her to the party.
He's too late.
He's too late. So Seth and Summer are getting salsa. She gets a little bit of picante stuck on her pinky.
Mm-hmm.
She makes Seth lick it off her pinky.
It'll ruin her manicure.
It'll ruin her, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
As someone who gets manicures, not like that regularly because I'm poor, but you shouldn't leave the salon without your nails dry.
Right. I think it's just like the acidity or like the spiciness would like eat through it. I thought that was what it was.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Any nail tech or salsa techs out here, please tweet at us and please tell us about manicures and salsa.
Yes.
She ends the conversation with, so are you going to ask me to your grandpa's party?
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to go with me or do you just want to like go?
And she stares at him and he's like, good
Fair
point,
enough.
Doesn't matter.
I'll see you at 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty cute.
I like it.
This is the beginning of Seth and Summer.
Love it.
An interesting beginning to the two of them. Yes. But it's like fun.
Mm-hmm. Next episode is where I really love that.
Yes. Oh. Next episode is definitely where it becomes.
We're in this episode now.
Sandy
is so obsessed with the idea of Kirsten
quitting.
So
this is, I love Sandy as a character, Avi. But he is being such an asshole.
Yeah, it's a little adorable, but it's also just a little inconsiderate.
He's
being
such a
Like
I get where he's coming from. It's like he's trying to be supportive, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like he's trying to like be like, this is your dream, this is what you wanted to do, like blah 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 blah. Like you could finally be free from your dad, like blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But he has ulterior motives.
Absolutely.
Too. And that's why I kind of side with Kirsten on this. It's like she doesn't. He's being incredibly very, very pushy. But I do like the foreshadowing about them moving back to Berkeley because, spoilers, it happens.
Eventually.
So when Marissa and Summer are getting ready for the party, Summer says he's like the Donald Trump of the West.
Yeah. Caleb Nichols is like the Donald Trump of the West.
Yikes. Which, back in 2003, Trump wasn't the orange goblin monster that he is now. I mean, but he wasn't ruining the world. He was just saying you're fired on TV, and we all like laughed and we were like, oh, look at this stupid idiot. And now we're like, oh my God, look at this stupid idiot. Yeah. So not to be a political podcast, but also like that line kind of hurt for some reason. Oh man.
There's a line before it that feels a little bit better, that where she says, is this too slutty to wear to an old guy's birthday party? I don't want to give the man a coronary, which is great.
Which is like, Caleb's probably what, like 60? Maybe.
At least.
Maybe 65.
Yeah,
he looks 60. Good
yeah, he
for
looks
his
great.
Age. He looks great. The great Alan
Almost
Dale,
like wealth helps you, you know, have access to things.
Vampire facials, which is a real
vampire
thing.
Vampire facials.
Which is a real thing.
It's Vampire Weekend's pet project is vampire facials.
They're actually, that's like a legit thing. Did you know that? Vampire facials?
It's
like a legit thing. So what, Kim Kardashian does it? Yeah. It's like they take your blood and like put blood on your face. It's like a rejuvenating, like some sort of weird sciencey thing. I'm like 100% serious, listeners. I don't know if it's actually called the vampire facial, but that's like the nickname for it.
Interesting.
Because when I first heard about it, I was like, what the fuck is this? But she knows she's always doing weird shit.
Yeah.
I unfollowed her on Instagram because I was tired of it. But anyway, they're having dinner at the Cohen household, and Gabriella's like, oh, that was delicious, Kirsten. And Kirsten's like, yeah, I order from them all the time.
I love that
they don't cook. Like, nobody cooks in my house. It's amazing. She and Ryan are basically having eye sex across the room. It's real weird. But Caleb's too, getting drunk to notice. He's had quite a bit of red wine.
Yeah, he's getting drunk and making comments about skirt chasing.
I was just going to say that.
Oh,
so
my
he's
God.
Like, he's like, oh, you have a quick wit, Seth. It's crazy or not.
Better at chasing skirts.
Better at chasing skirts. And I was like,
that's like, if by skirts you mean girls in your outdated cowboy speak, then you'll be happy to know I have a date tonight.
He does have a date, and it is summer. And Sandy's like, oh, summer. Summer's hot.
Yes.
Sandy is kind of like, not like in a creepy way, but he's always making that joke.
It's amazing.
And I love it because I bet he like does think she's pretty, but I also think he does it to like kind of piss Seth off.
Absolutely.
Because he does it again in the next episode. He's like, oh man, that summer's a hottie.
Yeah.
And it's like, and Seth just like, you can feel his like, I love it.
It's so good.
The flirting between Gabrielle and Ryan is incredibly messy.
Yep.
It's V gross.
Mm-hmm.
The adults, minus Gabrielle because she's a child,
I know.
Go into the kitchen, and Sandy basically quits Kirsten's job for her.
Yeah.
Or gets her fired.
He's saying some crazy shit, and Caleb's like, you're still smoking the weed, aren't you?
And then
Seth goes, Ryan, guess who's a stoner?
You're still smoking the weed.
I
would love to I don't really smoke that much, but like, I would love
smoke
to do
Sandy
it.
Cohen?
With Sandy Cohen? A young Sandy Cohen?
Mm.
Max Greenfield?
Schmidt?
Oh boy, that
I would be very into it.
I am so into young Sandy Cohen later. Like
he's
Max Greenfield is gorgeous. I am in love with him.
But he basically quits the job for her, which is frustrating. But
yeah,
I have very mixed feelings because I don't think Kirsten would have ever aired this laundry
push
this.
No, and so, I think I get the reasoning behind it. I get why Sandy is doing it. It's just like
It's upsetting.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. Yep.
Meanwhile, in the pool house.
The children
are playing video games, reading comics, just laying around.
Yeah.
And Gabrielle is like, oh, this game sucks. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Ryan, you've been playing the pirate game?
Does he go in to get a different
game? He goes in to get, like, Pro Skater, like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which is like, I had that same Nintendo that, like, was it? That's not the DS, is it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, it was like
Sega. It was the Game Boy. So there's, like, the square Game Boy, and then they came out with, like a rectangle oval kind of one in the early 2000s, and I had that one. My games were like Harry Potter and like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which is like, of course.
Sick.
So that's what he's playing. I don't think there was Pro Skater on that, but
I don't know.
Please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I'll ask, I don't know.
The ether.
The ethernet.
Correct us.
Oh, video game gods. Yeah.
So he leaves, which is convenient because she talks about being so bored.
She's so bored.
And does a leg stroke.
Man.
Which is so wrong, but I also find it very hot in a really fucked up way. Like, I was, like, pretty aroused.
I
understand it's wrong.
It's very wrong. And, like, not in a, but the intimacy choreography in this
scene
is well done. Yes, I will agree with that.
And they're both of age, really.
They're both of age, really. Yeah, I have to like, when I was watching, I was like, okay, they're like, he's actually 22 or 23. Like, he's not 16.
Yeah.
Later in the pool the next day.
Yeah, Seth is like trying to prove.
Then he's like, yeah, we hooked up. He's like, you hooked up with my grandma?
I noticed some heavy flirting, yes, but you hooked up with my grandma? Like, because he's like, exhibit A, this, exhibit A, yeah. B, blah, 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 blah.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But it's also so gross.
And she's so ballsy because at that party, then she's like trying to feed him that fucking cherry.
Yeah, and she's like, find me later. Like, but I think she probably gets off on that. Like, she likes, like, she wants to be caught.
Yeah. Well, and also if she's a recovering drug addict of some kind, then she probably is getting off on like this adrenaline situation.
So the party is happening at the Cohen household, the man of the year. I mean, no, his birthday, excuse me. Man of the year's later.
Spoilers,
he's man of the year. Like, wow, surprise.
A rich
something,
Billy?
Something I remember, I don't know why, so vividly, for pretty much, I guess most of, the OC has been a part of my life for over half of my life now. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear cilantro, I always think about how Caleb Nichol hates cilantro.
And how Kirsten's like panicking. And she's like, is there cilantro in that?
Is there cilantro in that? I don't know why. It's just one of those like weird like things that you always remember.
Fascinating.
Anytime I'm like, oh, that's cilantro. Caleb Nichol wouldn't eat this.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I have a similar reaction to onion bagels later and salt bagels.
Oh, yeah. Because they have a whole thing. Yeah. This just proves how many times we've rewatched this series.
Food items.
So Summer shows up with nice Luke and Marissa.
Yeah, polite Luke that just still feels like an alien.
I really dig Marissa's dress. This like halter top, blue polka dot. And then I really
like the white trim.
Julia Goulias.
Do you watch Riverdale? Because there's Goulias.
I do watch Riverdale. I am... where am I? I'm at the end of season two. It's exhausting. I can't get through it. Anyway. But I need to get to season three because I heard season three is better than season two.
It's crazy. But Julie, who is not a ghoulie, shows up.
I love her dress, too. This like olive green. It's very becoming.
And her hair looks a little better than
it looks. I think it's like she's got maybe less highlights.
And like a little toned. Like it's more blondish
it's
than
nice.
Red.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So she shows up as well. Kirsten's in Sandy and Kirsten's bedroom. Yeah. And Sandy, like, apologizes to her and is basically like, you know, I'm sorry. I really thought this was what you wanted, blah, 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 blah. But then she's like, if you are telling me that this entire time that we've been in Newport Beach.
That you've been unhappy.
That you've been unhappy, then we have bigger problems. Yeah. And she's right. Mm-hmm. She's right.
Yeah.
Which is, it was a very interesting and very adult conversation to be having during the party.
They have such goals.
They are. They always, that's what, like, I wrote that in for the next episode, too. They always have such adult conversations. Like, they do get mad at each other because obviously they're married and that's what happens in a relationship.
Good communication.
But they have good communication, and I really dig that.
Which is the opposite of the couple next door, who has no communication.
No communication at all. Marissa and Summer are applying lipstick in the bathroom. I guess. They're both, like, barely touching their lips with, like the brushes and, like, lip liner. Like, they're barely doing anything. And Marissa is still kind of conflicted.
Yeah.
And Summer's basically like,
I told you you should have picked Luke. Like, he's totally the one. Or what, is that what she's saying?
Yeah. She's basically, like, kind of being like, oh, like,
I told you to pick that one. And she's like, you did not. You told me to make my own choice. And she's like, well, I meant to.
Right.
Like,
Gabrielle goes and starts grinding on Ryan again in the pool house because Ryan's like avoiding Marissa essentially. Like he doesn't, and also just like doesn't want to be at the party.
Yeah. And the timing of that is bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course that's when Marissa's gonna be like,
Marissa walks in and you know, this older woman is all up in Ryan, and she's upset and she's rage horny.
Yeah.
She just runs away and finds Luke and is like, let's go fuck.
I just wrote, I said, in all caps, Marissa's coming to choose you, but you about to bang Grammy Gabby.
Grammy Gabby!
And then I said, oh, if only we had phones and she could have texted him on the way. And then I was like, also, wow, way to be reactive, Marissa. And then in all caps, this is not healthy.
It's a very big reaction. Like, this is, they've never had sex and she's just gonna go. It's kind of a sad scene. I know we're
No, it is.
We're not jumping too far ahead because it does happen, but like, it's kind of a sad sex scene.
It's not enthusiastic.
She doesn't really want to do it. Though I will say, and I wrote that I appreciated
him checking in with her.
He checked in with her.
Yeah.
He was very like, are you sure? Like, are we, like, is this cool? Like, are you good? Yeah. Are you sure you want to do this? Should I get a condom? Not that he says condom because it's, I don't know, should 2003 network TV. He's like, should I get, and she's like, yeah. I hate the way they film the sex scenes on the show.
It's like, cut to this body part.
It's like cut to, like, a hand on, like, a butt, and then, like really very up close, like, face kissing, and it's just, like, I don't know, it's just weird, and I don't like it. But, yeah, she really rushes into this.
Yeah,
and
it's not
V
good.
Awkward.
It's not good.
But, yeah, so she's Rhea Torney. They leave to go do it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jimmy shows up at this party, and Julie is not having it.
She is not having it, and I wouldn't either, honestly, if I was in her position.
Yeah.
He asked Caleb for a job.
Yep.
And Caleb turns him down, Avi.
Yep. Yeah. Why the fuck would you have someone who just lost $4 million be like, yep, I would like you to work for my company.
Exactly. So.
Dumb man.
One of the best scenes in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know exactly
what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, Julie starts walking away, and he's like, where are you going? And she's like, to finish what you started.
Yep.
And it's incredible.
She's so good.
I love Julie so much.
She's very, I put that she's so smart and resourceful. And I was like, damn, this conversation with Cal. Like, she's so good at playing people.
Yeah.
Like, that is her strong suit. Like, when she's talking about not having marketable skills and shit. Like, this is your marketable skill, woman.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Yes.
Where are you going?
To finish what you started. Happy birthday, Cal.
Julie, thank you. I'll call you next week. How are you?
Well, I'm sure you've heard. Kirsten's brought you up to speed.
I'm really sorry. About everything. I really liked your husband.
Soon to be ex-husband. Can't expect me to stay with him. Not after he's lied to me and left us with nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I'm going to have to get a job now, doing God knows what. It's not like I have any marketable skills.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. You know, if there's anything that I can do for you or the girls.
You're very, very sweet and very busy. I just wanted to say happy birthday.
I'm never too busy for you.
Sneaky.
We'll have dinner. Figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that.
I know what you're going to figure out.
Thank you.
Smooth as fuck.
It's honestly impressive.
That's how that shit is done.
Like, what a scammer.
Make a comparison real quick?
Yes.
It reminds me of Homeward Bound, a great live action movie from the 90s where three pets get left behind. Or they think they're left behind and they have to traverse the countryside.
We all
before
know
that
about.
Happens, I know. Before that happens, the dog's like begging for food at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And Sassy is like, ugh, you're so tacky, like blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what? How are you going to get food? She goes, I'll get food by acting like I don't want food. And she just like walks around, this little cat, and then it's just like, meh. And the girl's like, please eat this shrimp, please. And she's like, meh, meh. And she's like, oh, fine, I will. And that's exactly what Julie Cooper is doing. She's like, oh, no, you're too busy, but thank you. Like, maybe we'll just have lunch sometime. JK, I want all of your money and all of your time and all of your everything, Caleb. But she can't let that on.
She can't. And she doesn't. And she's playing smooth. The game. She's smooth as fuck.
Just like Sassy.
just like.
Getting that shrimp.
Julie Cooper equals Sassy the cat.
Yep. Sally Field.
Sally Field.
Yep.
Seth is sitting alone by the pool. He's just chilling. Because before iPhones. So if this was 2018, he'd be like scrolling on something. But he was just sitting there.
But Summer's
because
just been
Summer
making an ass.
Has been, like talking to like making him introduce her to like investment bankers all night. Because
she's been reading Forbes.
And she wants to like find herself an investment banker.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Because they just been staring at your boobs all night. She's like, oh, which one? He's like, but they don't know you like I know you.
The point is, if that guy doesn't know you, he doesn't care about who you really are. In fact, he has no idea that every day of third grade you shared your lunch with that little skinny squirrel who kept getting his nuts stolen by that fat squirrel.
I hated that mean squirrel.
And none of those guys were there when you had to read your poem aloud in class and your hand was shaking because you were nervous and you cared what the other kids thought.
Poem? What poem?
I wish I was a mermaid.
You remember that? That was like
sixth grade.
I wish I was a mermaid and was friends with all the fish, a shiny tail, and seashells. Huh?
There's a kiss right there, listeners. A smoocheroo.
A little smoocheroo, the first Seth summer kiss.
Oh my god, look where it paused.
Oh! What a great shot.
That's really, I'm going to screenshot that real quick.
You should. We put it on the Instagram.
But actually, speaking of the screenshot though, this is not a good nail color for anyone. It's like smoker's nails, this like yellow, because she wore a yellow dress.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just not a good look.
No, but I'm sure that was popular.
It was probably attractive at the time.
Yeah, but so that happens, and it's wonderful.
It's really great.
I love them together. Even though it gets like kind of messy, it is obvi, but right now it's nice. Yeah. Meanwhile, Sandy Cohen is standing up to Caleb Nichol.
Yeah.
And he's basically is like, you are only demoting her because... because of what happened with Ryan, because she did something without consulting you, and you're afraid that, you know that she's better at both raising a family and running a business.
Yep.
She's better at you. She's better than you at both.
Yep. Good parenting dig, good business dig.
Yeah. What a line. She's better than you at both. So Caleb goes up to Kirsten and talks to her, and she basically just says, I just want you to be proud of me.
I pretty much cry at that line every time.
That is, ooh.
I know. Cause
getting
she's...
older and, like, watching these and, like, getting a little bit more invested in the parent drama. I mean, there is, again, like, I may have mentioned this before. Like, the parent drama on the show is really good in comparison to Josh Schwartz's other show, Gossip Girl.
He did Gossip Girl?
Yeah. That's why I started watching Gossip Girl. Yeah.
I'm hearing that.
That's, which is funny because Leighton Meester, Blair, is married to Adam Brody Seth, and they're both Josh Schwartz. He was, like, at their wedding.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
That's amazing.
It is great.
That's funny. I didn't realize that he did Gossip Girl.
He did good. Yeah.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. I thought that was really, like, man.
And then he said, taking in a stray kid, that's just the sort of thing your mother would have done. Like, And then just, like, bonding over,
just
like,
to piss
the mom
him off.
And the sister. Ugh.
Yeah. It was nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
Gabrielle says to Ryan, guess she likes you. Ugh. And Ryan says, guess she did. Which...
True.
But Marissa, like, I don't feel any sympathy for Marissa here.
No.
Because she had her chance at the Lobster Crab Shack and could have been like, hey, I want you to pick me.
Yeah.
Or like, she could have just been, but she's 16. They're all dumb.
Yeah.
They're all
great at emotional intelligence. And to be fair, and I will talk more in depth about Marissa's mental health eventually.
Yes, when we get there.
But she, in her home life, is not set up to succeed emotionally.
She's not set up to succeed emotionally at all.
So I don't think
absolutely not.
She has no coping skills.
She has no coping skills. Her coping skills will...
Yeah, they're not great.
They're not great.
And so, like, in terms of, like, actually communicating with someone that she loves or likes, not good.
They're not good.
It's almost like her parents don't do that.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's almost like everything's about appearances. And not actually about how you feel.
So they have sex.
Yep. True story.
Luke and Marissa, we already talked about that.
Yep. Gabrielle does say to Ryan, I'd give anything to be that miserable because if I remember correctly, that's what it feels like to be in love.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's kind of a nice line.
It's kind of nice, but it's also like,
I'm like, they've known each other for like maybe 3 weeks now.
I was like, Gabrielle and Ryan.
Oh, no.
No, but yeah, Marissa and Ryan.
But it's also like teenage love, and I know people like fall in love at different times or whatever.
Yeah,
we don't have
totally
to get into that kind of. We can talk about that at the countdown, which is my favorite episode.
Yes.
So Ryan is waiting for her. Like, he's waiting for her to basically, like,
come home so
to come home so he can talk to her because, you know, cell phones. And Luke says, I love you to her, and she's like, love you too. It's just really awkward.
Because
clearly she did not have a good time.
No, she did not.
She did not want to do it. And it makes me really, really just... And but it's not like he pressured her. She pressured herself.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, those mixed things. Because also, 2018 lens.
Yes.
In terms of consent, like, he does check in verbally. But it's not like words are hard.
Yeah.
An enthusiastic, like, she's
okay.
Like, her face is, like,
dead
inside. But
that's kind of what Marissa's like, too.
Yeah, that
so
is
it's
her
kind of like,
style.
It's
very confusing, but...
I also wonder why she's the most popular girl in school.
I have no fucking idea.
I don't... Like, it doesn't... She's social chair. She's this. She's that. Why? She's so boring.
I wonder if it's
Summer should be the most popular girl
in school. Bad Moms situation. You know how...
I did not see Bad Moms.
Okay, well, in Bad Moms... oh, my God. What's her name? I don't know.
Catherine Hahn.
Nope.
Mila Kunis.
Nope. Not the Kristen core, Bell. Not the core three. The bitchy one that is like Gwendolyn James is her character name, but she's like the daughter on Married with Children.
Oh, Christina Applegate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could not think of her name to save my damn life.
I'm here. I'm here.
Thank you. She is like horrific and like blackmails like coaches and like plants pot in people's lockers and stuff. So like, what if Julie Cooper is just out there like, I'll fucking murder your family if my daughter is not social chair, because she's just like
maybe
bonkers.
Because everything is about appearance, like we said before.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the only way that I can imagine that. But it's also, this was also of the era too with like, I mean, Twilight comes out later, but just like non-personality people.
Yeah.
So idealized. I'm like, you're so great.
Marissa just doesn't have a personality, really.
No, she's
and
pretty...
Summer definitely does.
Yes.
She's, I know, like, I can sit there and be like, Summer is this, and Summer is that, and Summer is this. Whereas, like, Marissa isn't. And I don't know if it's just because Marissa's beautiful and that's why she's the most popular.
Like, wayfish.
I have no idea.
I feel you.
But I think about, like, when I was in middle school, like, who the most popular kids were, and they were, like, the rich kids who could afford Abercrombie. And, like,
absolutely.
They all had, like, the chunky highlights. And it's like, they're all boring, but, like, they were popular because they were pretty.
Yep.
When you were 13 and pretty. And I don't know if they're all, they might be ugly now.
Maybe.
You know, I was ugly then, and I'm here.
You know what?
Today.
They could be ugly on the inside.
Yeah, maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know.
If anybody from Greenspun Junior High wants to shout out Henderson, Nevada.
Excellent.
Whoop. Anyway.
I hope they do.
I hope so, too.
So he's waiting outside for her.
He's waiting outside for
her.
She
did not have a good time.
She did not have a good time, and she basically just says, you're too late.
You're too late.
I hate her. I honestly might come out of doing this podcast
hating
Marissa.
Her. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I might, because she's so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also like, this is her own fucking fault. Like, she could have just been upfront and been like, Luke wants to get back together.
Yep.
But like, clearly.
And you didn't need to rage leave to go fuck someone.
No, she was rage horny. And she literally
I've made terrible decisions like
started,
that.
Started like making out with him at the party and was like, let's go.
Yeah, like, and he was like, all right, I'm.
Well, yeah, because he's a dude.
Got it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the girlfriend. We got more in depth. And the girlfriend than I thought we were going to be honest, because on the way over here I was kind of like just not much really happens in this episode,
which
but
is funny because I feel like we were dead in the previous episode. We're just like, this shit happens.
I think it's because Donnie's such a drain.
Donnie is a psychopath. This is at least fun and dramatic, whereas like the
dramatic.
Other one is like
it's
a
just
crazy
he's
person
a fucking
a
psychopath
gun.
And like and again, I know we keep talking about watching this through a 2018 lens, but like thinking about gun violence is just it's this country is broken.
It is. Donald Trump is our president.
He's the Donald Trump of the... Do you think if... Oh, wait, no, we shouldn't. I don't want to bring up that spoiler. That's a pretty big spoiler at the end of season one. I'll cut this out. Do you think that if Caleb Nichol, like, lived...
Would he die at season one?
Yeah. No, season two. Season two.
Like,
sorry. Season one is their wedding. Season one's their wedding.
Yeah.
At the end of season two, like...
Because they have their house in season
two. Do you think
two.
That he would be president? Do you think Caleb Nichol would run for president?
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about that at the end of season two when
Fun
we get
facts,
there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
Anything else you want to bring up about the girlfriend before we say goodbye to our listeners?
Weirdly, I don't think so. I think we had like very similar
notes,
and I got everything in that I wanted
to
say.
We did some in-depth stuff.
Some beautiful shit right there.
I have a little bit more energy this episode than the last episode.
I'm
so sorry, listeners. I think I may have gotten food poisoning. I'm not really sure, but
it's from that damn cilantro at the party.
It's all the cilantro at the party. Mm-hmm. Fuck cilantro, man.
I love cilantro.
But we're back now, and we're good, and this episode's done, and we hope you follow us on Twitter.
Instagram.
Facebook. Tell your friends. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. You can't rate on Spotify, but you can rate on Apple. And we have like 7 or 8 ratings right now, and I was kind of like, oh my god!
Hello.
Because I never think
you guys
about
like us. You
I
really
never rate
like
podcasts.
Us.
Like, I listen to a bunch, and they're always like, "Rate and review us." And I'm like, "Nah."
Sometimes I rate, but I don't always review.
Well,
with the words, but I like the words. The words
do
help,
do
so
as
please.
We say, not as we do.
Yes.
Need tell
me
your
to
friends.
Rate your podcast. I'll do it.
Exactly.
Tweet me.
We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goodbye.